This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A group of state lawmakers say Colorado students will be taking the full suite of standardized tests this year, despite the pandemic. But CPR education reporter Jenny Brendine says other accountability measures are up in the air.
Last year, the pandemic forced scaled back standardized tests and a suspension of rating schools on test scores. Some lawmakers support a transition period before normal ratings are restored and not further penalizing schools that are on the state's watch list. Representative Barbara McLaughlin has another bill that says teachers can't be evaluated on student test scores for a year if learning has been disrupted.
It's just kind of a timeout so that we're not punishing teachers for something that is far beyond their control.
Schools have struggled with teacher and other staff shortages, mental health crises, and getting students caught up academically. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
State wildlife officials have confirmed that wolves killed a dog in Jackson County. That's just weeks after ranchers lost a calf to wolves late last month. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The State Wildlife Commission has sped up a process to allow hazing. That's a catch-all term for scaring away wolves with dogs, sound cannons, and other non-lethal techniques. The commission was planning to enact a hazing policy this spring, but the wolf attacks have prompted a vote on an emergency rule change today. If approved, it would take effect immediately. Wolves will remain protected as a state endangered species, though. That means killing one could result in a $100,000 fine and up to a year in prison. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Democratic Congressman Joe Neguse of Boulder has introduced a bill to help more students walk or bike to school. Neguse's bill would expand the Safe Routes to Schools Act, which helps districts plan and fund projects like sidewalk repair and new bike lanes. This is CPR and KRCC.